Good morning, everyone.
Rise and shine.
Hello, Radio Laurie.
How's everyone doing? We've had so much snow since the last time we recorded.
I know. It's crazy. The amount of times we had to shovel.
Yeah, we got a notice for like, it was like, get rid of your snow and ice in the next 24 hours or else.
And we're like, oops.
Did our neighbors end up doing it? I forgot to check.
I think they did.
Because theirs was like 10 times worse than
us. Hannah was saying like you would go like up on an elevated surface.
Yeah, it's like you go, it's like a step up and you're like on a slant.
No shade like to our neighbors.
Like, yeah, no shade to our neighbors, but it feels like you're hiking Mount Everest when you walk past their house. But yeah, and ours wasn't bad. Like we kept up with it all last week. We were both just gone this weekend.
Yeah.
So
and we didn't really.
And that's the thing I don't understand is like over Christmas, for example, we got that huge snowstorm. Me and my dad literally drove to Waterloo on Christmas Day to come shovel.
Also, that's crazy.
Yeah. Also because we're the landlords. I have to give that backstory.
No, but Hannah just wanted to do it.
But yeah, like they are so strict with the snow and ice removal. Like we've gotten so many like warnings. And it's like, what if we were like on vacation? Like, what do you do?
And we searched up the fines and I think it was like from 200 to 100,000.
Yeah, which I was like, this was on like the City of Waterloo website and I was like, I don't know how legit this is. That has to be for like a school or something. Like if Laurier just like didn't, because it's like you're responsible for so many people. That's my estimation. That's what I think it would be.
You know what I like that they added, you know, right beside Willison, like there was like that big like hill.
Yeah,
they added like railings and they made the hill like
stairs
less. No, not stairs, but, like, they made it, like, less, like...
Oh, like, steep?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
I know, I noticed it yesterday when I was walking to my dance class, but I was like,
oh, wow. How was your dance class?
Oh, it was good.
Good. What kind of dance? Like, what genre?
We're doing hip-hop, and it's to Mac Miller, or no, Macklemore, White Walls.
Oh, that's fun.
It's really nice. I like it.
Do you know anyone in it?
Nope.
It's okay. You'll make friends.
I know. Shout out to Kat. Miss you.
What else was it?
How was your week? What have you been up to?
Nothing really. Just like school. I went home on the weekend for my friend's birthday. Saw my dog. Oh, I got glasses. I can see now. So that's nice.
That was a battle and a half.
Yeah, like I'm still getting used to them, but like I can see. So that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this coffee's still really hot. Never mind. Gotta put that back. Have you seen anything in the news lately?
Have you heard about the, this is in like the beauty community, about the whole lash thing?
I have seen this.
apparently I was like listening to like this, like, YouTube channel, and they were saying that the video itself accumulated over like 40 million views.
That's crazy. Like, yeah, wait, we should give some backstory. Okay. In case.
So there's this like TikToker and she does like makeup videos, and she was promoting for L'Oreal. How do you say it?
L'Oreal.
Yeah. And she like in one like, so in this video she like put on the mascara, and then in the next clip, and it cut right to, like, another clip of her having, like, really full lashes. And everyone's like, those are literally falsies.
And, like, you can tell, like, as a girl.
Yeah.
You can tell fake eyelashes from real ones.
Oh, like, 100%.
Because when you put mascara on, it just, like, it kind of gets, like, clumpy. Yeah. And then these were, it was, like, they clumps. But then theirs was, like, wispy lashes underneath it.
And you could tell, like, they weren't even, like, fully on. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but you can just, like...
I think she used individual ones, like, the ones you use for lash extensions.
Okay, yeah.
And the thing is about the video, like, it's showing her putting on the mascara, and then she's like, okay, I'm gonna go and do another coat, then I'll come back.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's just, like...
It's like she has like, these full lashes, and where everyone's like, oh my god.
No, this was a big story because, like, I saw so much about it, and I'm not even on TikTok. And, like, she, like, it's just bad because it's, like, a bigger conversation about, like, false advertising and stuff. And, like, and all of the comments, too, were, like, girl, are you sure you didn't just put on, like, fake eyelashes? She's like, see, that's how good the mascara is. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, everyone was saying how the, like, she built, like, such a huge, like, following and stuff. And, like, mm-hmm. obviously, like, people trust, like, her opinion. So, obviously, they're going to go out and buy it. And they're not going to get the same results. So, they're going to be like, oh, what the heck? Like,
yeah. And when you're, like, reviewing products like that, like makeup, for example, like, I don't know, like, you're getting paid to, like, give your, like, I mean, if you're getting paid, obviously, you're more likely to say it's good. But, like, you're supposed to show how it actually works.
Yeah, but, like, for example, like, Jeffree Star, I know he's very controversial, but he says, like, well, he claims he has never taken a penny from, like, a company and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, to promote something that, like, or, like, to give a fake review, that's what he said.
Yeah, he doesn't need it.
No, he does not need it.
But, yeah, like, it's fine if you do, like, if you do brand deals and stuff. But, like, that is just, like, not good.
Yeah, and, like, everyone could say, like, oh, it's just, like, eyelashes and stuff. But, like, you're also influencing, like, millions of people to go out and buy this mascara.
Yeah, right? It's, Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, it's just, it's a bad look. Also, another TikTok story.
Yes.
What do you think of Scar Girl? Okay, I have an unpopular opinion.
Oh, no.
I think it's real.
Okay, is it because of that interview with, what's his name?
Dave Portnoy.
Yes.
Yes. I just don't, like, honestly, I feel like it's because she's, like, pretty and stuff, and that's why people are coming after her. Like, if it was, like, someone who's, like, not conventionally attractive, then I don't think people would be, like, even talk about the scar. But I think it's because she's pretty and stuff, and, like, I don't know, she might be kind of annoying, like, about the scar, whatever. But, like, it was, like, she was trying to treat it and then got a chemical burn from it. Like, it's, like, two different scars, and, like, who actually would draw a fake scar on every single day, especially when you're a teenager and then when you're in college? Like, who would do that? And if you go on her Instagram, it's, like, on her prom pictures, she has it and stuff. It's, like, I just, like, would someone really be dedicated to, like, doing that every day? Like, I don't know. I just give people the benefit of the doubt. Like, who has the time for this?
No, I know you do. I don't know. I'm very on the fence because after the interview, that kind of did sway my mind a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. she did give, like, a good, like, sob story kind of.
And, okay, the only thing that bugged me about the interview was they were so, like, adamant. They're like, where did you get the original scar from? Like, from what?
And yeah, she saying, said she didn't want to say.
Yeah, it. She said it's personal reasons. But then I saw a comment that she's a huge advocate for, like, domestic abuse and, like, toxic relationships and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, it could, like, be from, like, something like that. And that isn't anyone's business. And she could also get, like, in trouble or, like, if it's, like, from, like, I don't know, say, like, a previous partner or even, like, a family member, like, she might be scared.
Yeah.
To, like, say it, like, you know what I mean?
Also, I forget where I read this, but someone was, like, they didn't even read, like, that TikTok that she posted.
Yeah, the paragraph, like, yeah, explaining it. But, yeah, and that's the thing, because I totally get it at first when you look at it. It's, like, two completely different scars, like, but she also was talking about how she was, like, treated, like, when she got that chemical burn, she, like, put, like, fake tan over it and stuff, which, like, you know, like, the thought of that is, like, disgusting, putting, like, fake tan over a scar that's gonna make it, like, infected and blister and, like, change colors.
But I, because
she,
like,
said
it
up
would.
Close it's really gross and, like, textured and stuff.
I'm just very on the fence because mm-hmm. I feel like you would see that texture in the videos.
Yeah, like, well, I think she uses, like, the beauty filter and stuff. Like, I totally get, I'm like, why doesn't she just, like, go up close and, like, show the details of
yeah.
it. But, like, I don't know. Maybe at the same time she likes the attention and likes that everyone, like,
it's
cares,
just,
right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, honestly, I don't really care. Like, there's no point of hyping this up so much mm-hmm. to the point where, like, the entire world is, like, talking about it. Like, it's just a scar and, like, yeah, people are making fun of it. Like, I don't really care.
No, that just, like, shows how, like,
bored people.
Yeah, it, like, there's so much other things to, like, care about.
World,
like,
hunger.
Yeah, like, come on.
Like, let's talk about that right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like all of the news I've seen this week is, like, so bad. Like, what did you see about Tyre Nichols? I think that's his name.
Who's that?
It's like another police brutality story. It's super sad. Oh, five God. Cops killed him. He was like 20 or 21. And he got pulled over or something, and they like beat the life out of him.
Oh my God.
I know. And apparently there's a video and it's like horrific. But yeah, the states has a huge problem with that. And
they always do. I swear to God, like every single day.
Yeah, and I feel like this story isn't getting talked about enough because it's like a similar kind of scenario as the George Floyd story.
Yeah, yeah.
But like now, like it's just happening so often that I feel like people aren't even surprised. But yeah, all of those cops are getting charged with second degree murder. And they're all fired and stuff. Thank
Good.
God.
As they should be.
Like, yeah. And then, like, there's also controversy with it because I think it was in Memphis, I believe. Yeah, Memphis. And the Memphis Police Department just got a new kind of, like, head person. Like, what is it? The sheriff or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And it's like a black woman, and then she automatically fired all of the cops. And then, because you know how like in other stories, like the cops sometimes get to keep their job or they just go on leave or whatever. And then everybody's like, oh, you just fired them right away because all of the cops that did it also are black. But it's like, okay, no, like I think there's been a change in the system, and like, I mean, it was also a black woman that fired them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. If you are a police officer and are killing people, innocent people for no reason, then you don't deserve to have a job and you deserve
to
be jailed.
Well, yeah, no, 100%. That should happen, like, all the time.
Cops just get on this power trip where they think that they can just get away with that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's really sad. I feel super bad for his family.
No.
He was very young.
Yeah, 20 years old. That's crazy.
He's 29. Sorry. Oh. But still.
Okay, yeah, but still.
Yeah. Yeah, really upsetting. And there's like a video of it, but my mom was like, don't watch it. It's so bad. She's like, I accidentally watched it.
Aww.
Also, I saw this other story that's like crazy too. So this girl in the States, her name's Lindsay something.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Clancy.
Okay.
This is also a controversial one. So obviously I saw this last week, and it was a mom killed her 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and like 8-month-old.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then I was reading up on it. So at first it was the 5-year-old and 3-year-old. Also, me and Lizzie are like, keep up with the true crime.
So if this is
like graphic for you, I'm sorry. Originally it was the 3 and 5-year-old that passed away. And then a couple days later, the baby did.
Oh.
So this girl, Lindsay Clancy, was having really, really bad postpartum depression.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she was in a 5-day therapy program because of it, like really excessive.
Yeah.
Because she made a post on Facebook about like how she's been having a really difficult time like a month ago. And then her husband, she also was not working, and her husband like traded like job positions so that he could be at home and monitor her full time and like be with the kids and stuff. It was like a serious thing.
Yeah.
And then her husband left to go pick up a takeout order for 25 minutes and came back, and she did it. Yeah. So
25 minutes.
Yeah. And he made a GoFundMe and posted on it. And it's really sad. And
no.
I know. And, like, he also, like, he talked like he's so well spoken, and I don't even know how he's able to type this
yeah
while going for this, but yeah, he just like made a post about all of his kids and stuff and blah blah blah. And he was like, he said, I forgive her and I hope that you guys can find the way to do it too. Also, like, I just feel so bad for him. Like, could you imagine?
He forgives her.
Yeah, he said that. And then I was talking to my mom about it and she was like, I don't know if you remember, I forget who, I feel like you do, you would know this story, but I forget what her name is, but this two girl, or this one girl did the same thing with her two kids and drowned them. Mm-hmm. And her husband stayed with her and stuff. And they like worked through it. And
oh my God.
Yeah. Because yeah. So she just went into postpartum psychosis and did all of this. And
psychosis is like when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. Like right? You just go into like you can go into like a drug psychosis and stuff. But yeah, like postpartum depression is like so scary. Like,
yeah.
I was watching even like Kendall Ray's, who's a true crime YouTuber, me and Lizzie watch. I was watching her like birth story and stuff. And she was like, she's like, you get this urge to like, I don't know, like these really like dark thoughts and stuff.
She was saying that about herself.
Yeah. And she was like, it was like the first week after and then she was fine. But yeah, it's like, it's really trippy and it's super serious. And like sometimes it lasts like years.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That's so scary.
I know.
I don't want to be pregnant.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this girl, it's really sad. She was like a nurse too and was like, just like had like such a good reputation in all of this.
Stop.
Yeah.
So it's all because of like the postpartum thing.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He said he was like, she loved being a nurse, but nothing matched her intense love for our kids and dedication to be a mother. It was all she ever wanted. Her passion taught me how to be a better father. I want to ask all of you that you find it deep within yourselves to forgive Lindsay as I have.
Yeah. Wow.
Which like, it does not excuse what she does and stuff, but like, I think it's just like a good conversation. Like, I feel like postpartum depression's like,
really it should scary. Be talked about like way more.
Yeah,
like, that's just I literally have no words. Like that's crazy.
I know. But yeah, I just feel so bad for like her husband.
I know. Like imagine
like losing all of your kids and then your wife is just like having such bad mental issues.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, really sad.
I wonder why it happens.
I don't know, like, what triggers it exactly.
Let me find.
But yeah, like, it's scary. Like, apparently it is pretty rare. I was saying to my mom, I was like, why, like, does no one talk about this? Like, that makes me so scared to have kids. But.
It says on Google. After childbirth, a dramatic drop in the hormones, estrogen, and progesterone in your body may contribute to postpartum depression.
Yeah, because I think also, obviously, just during pregnancy and all of that, your hormones are, like, absolutely mental.
I guess.
Can you imagine? Think of just your time of the month right now. Think of being pregnant.
Oh, God. I heard, like, moms, like during pregnancy, eating, like, the craziest stuff ever.
Oh yeah, like really weird food combinations. Yeah. And stuff.
They're like, this is my favorite,
and just crying it's all
like
the time.
Pickle juice and like bananas or something.
Yeah, honestly, like a pickle juice smoothie or something. Yeah.
But yeah, I found this other thing, and I don't know how true this is because it's just from a TikTok. But it says that apparently Drake may have been involved in the murder of, like, XXX.
Oh, yeah, that's been, like, a conspiracy for so long, actually. Really? I'm not sure exactly why.
I think it's because they had, like, beef before or something.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
But, no, I've seen a lot about that, too. I've just never really, like, followed up on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was crazy. I still miss him, though. He was so good.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.X.
Speaking of music, me and Lizzie wanted to share our top 10 songs of all time as a little segment because also, I don't know about you, but I'm going through like a music, like what's the word, like a rut. Like, I can't find any. Well, I also haven't really looked, but usually I just like music to come to me. I feel like I've listened to the same stuff for like months now.
I feel that too.
I need some new songs, so maybe this will help.
Yeah, and give we'll people do. Some new songs. We were thinking a little preview, like the Apple Music previews or whatever, with every song that we say.
Does Apple Music have previews, or is it just a Spotify
thing?
Yeah, they
have previews.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, beautiful. Do you want to start with your first song?
Sure.
Okay. Mine also, like, is all over the place. Just a little same. Disclaimer.
It's like rap, EDM.
Same.
Chill music. I don't know.
Mine, yeah, this just shows how, like, whack my music taste is. All right, you okay. go first.
Let's start it off.
Say the name of it.
It's also called
After Hours by Dubs.
Hey.
Dubs.
Why won't my mic ever stay up? Oh, I got it. I just had to say that for it to stay.
Exactly. Okay. Banger.
Banger. I love that we said that after every song.
I know.
Billy Talon was like my favorite though when I was a kid. Like my dad had all the CDs. And I'd be like, that. I like this song.
This was when you were a kid.
Yeah. And it still slaps. And Canadian too.
Yeah. I used to listen to only classical. If my mom if my mom turned on like pop or something, I'd be like, turn it off.
What? Yeah. I was the opposite. Well, my mom listens to country. I hate country. That's the only genre I don't like.
I like country.
But my dad always listened to like rock, alternative, classic rock, and I would always bump it. 902.1 The Edge. That was like my favorite station.
Or 99.9. Is that Kiss?
Virgin Radio.
Oh, it's Virgin Radio.
Kiss is 92.5.
Okay.
And then Z103.5. Or wait,
Z103.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's something like that.
Throwback to the radio. I haven't listened to the radio in a minute.
It's so long. It's only the aux cord.
Oh, yeah, right.
And all that good stuff.
Okay, so for our next segment, so I don't know if you guys are big YouTubers. I'm more a YouTube person than like a Netflix person.
I've been YouTubing it a lot recently.
Yeah, I love YouTube. So one of my favorite YouTubers, Cody Ko, you might know him back in the day from Vine, but him and his girlfriend always do these like fashion reviews and they're really funny.
They're so funny.
So like they'll judge like an award show or like the Met Gala and stuff.
And like just the outfits and stuff.
Yeah. So me and Lizzie were like, we are not fashion critiques. Or yeah, I'm literally wearing like a stained beige sweater that is like my ex man and like some like pajama kind of pants right
I'm
now.
I'm literally wearing sweats and a sweater, like
yeah, so we are in no way
shape or form
fashion reviewers. Know nothing about fashion at all.
Yeah,
we are just here to give our opinions and it's all love, and this has nothing to do with the people wearing them. It's just about the look.
Yeah,
so we're going to be looking at an article called The 21 Best and Worst Dressed Celebrities at the 2023 Golden Globes, and it's on Cosmopolitan. So if you want to follow along, then just look that up.
Yeah, we'll try to explain it.
Yeah.
But
see, that's like the downfall of like not having a visual segment of this.
Imagine this was like a YouTube video.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But then they'd have to see us right now.
Oh, God.
All right, so do you have the link pulled up?
Yes. So we can start off with number one.
All right, number one is Margot Robbie in Chanel.
She's wearing, like, this pink dress with, like...
I cannot with this. She is arguably, like, the prettiest woman on the planet. Like, I actually think she's stunning.
I'm sorry, but she does not look good in this.
No, like, this is a horrible dress. Like, it's like a prom dress.
It's like, yeah, like... I don't know, like, if you guys know, like, obviously Aritzia, they have, like, those tops with, like, it's a kind of, like, a halter top. So it's, like, that at the top, and then at the bottom, it's, like, a half dress.
It looks like cheap material that you'd use for, like, a party decoration.
Yeah.
It's, like, this fringe, but, like, looks really cheap.
Yeah, it's, like, those,
it's definitely not, but, oh, it's Chanel. But it just does not look good, and it's not flattering on her.
No.
Like, she's so pretty and has so much potential to.
And it's like baby pink.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
I saw a tweet about this. Someone quote tweeted this picture and was like, it's almost iconic how she absolutely refuses to slay. I was like, that's horrible.
That's such a diss.
But this is an issue with her stylist, not her.
No. I feel like a lot of people, when they judge like actors or whatever, mm-hmm. They always like judge them themselves. But it's like always like the stylist's fault.
Right.
Like, they don't really have, like, a large say in what they're wearing.
Yeah, and they're usually working, like, with a brand and have to just, like, go with whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so number two is Emma Darcy in Acme Studios. I actually think this is pretty cool. I like the gloves, the boots. I think they're non-binary. So they're wearing, like, a kind of, like, a baggy suit, black. And then they have the blue hair and matching blue gloves.
And there's like a blue like tear going.
Yeah.
Face.
The makeup matches really well. The jewelry does. The hair.
I like the blue glove with the big ring.
I was literally just going to say that. Yeah. There's this massive rock on their finger and it looks really cool.
Yeah, I know. I like this one.
And this is like different. Cool. Kind of goth. Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's do out of 10s. Okay, wait. Okay, Margot Robbie's was literally a 3.
Yeah, like 4 because she's.
Yeah, only because she's hot. That's it. Emma Darcy, I'd give this like a solid like 7.8.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. It's super different too.
I'll give it a 7.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, next one. Daisy Edgar Jones and Gucci. Ooh.
Okay, I'm kind of torn on this one. So she's wearing
giving
like,
prom dress again.
And then, but also like lingerie.
Yeah.
Like, she's wearing like this like corset kind of. But then it, like, looks like a thong, and then it, like
I did not zoom in until now.
Yeah, like, that black part, that V looks kind of weird, and then it all of a sudden just, like, poofs out.
Yeah.
She looks really good. It's flattering on her body, too.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just not obsessed with it. I'm going to give it, like, a 6.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle Yeoh in Armani Prive.
I hate this.
That is the ugliest thing I've ever
seen. Like, the color and sparkle, like, it's cool. Like, if that was just a dress, that would look really nice.
I just don't like how it's a pantsuit with, like, a skirt.
It's
all matched together. It's all the same color. It's all the same, like, it's entire, like, ensemble.
Yeah, it's like a midnight blue with, like, shimmers. Like, it's really pretty, but it looks like she's wearing a dress, like, a mini dress that goes out.
Yeah.
Over pants.
Like, that's
really strange.
It's like something I would wear when I was like a kid. Like, I would like want to wear a dress, and my mom would be like, put pants underneath.
Yeah, or when you have to go out on Halloween and you have to wear like pants under it, and you're like so pissed off. Yeah.
I give that like a 2.
Yeah. No, I hate
it's
this.
Not
I'd
giving.
Give it a 2. The only, I like her jewelry a lot. The necklace is really cool.
Oh, I didn't even look at.
It's, like, just full-on bling, and then it's, like, separated.
Okay, yeah, I do like the bling.
Yeah. That's other than nice. That, no.
Nah.
Okay, Jamie Lee Curtis and Valentino. I actually like this, like, for her age and stuff and, like, just
the
her.
The only thing I would say is the cape.
Yeah. So, pretty much, she's wearing this black pantsuit and then has this lace cape over it. I think it's kind of cool, though.
It's just the lace. Like, lace is just so tacky sometimes.
Yeah, like, it doesn't, it kind of looks like a tablecloth.
It's like something she would have in her like
house
apartment.
She was like getting dressed in this plain black pantsuit and was like, this looks a little plain. I need to spice it up. So she just ripped off her dining room thing.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't know if you saw, I posted this on like my private story or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was like this TikTok of like,
oh, I did see this
fashion week.
Yeah.
It was like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It's so cool.
I was like in shock. So basically like, it's like, it's called theatrics, like they do it in like all of like fashion week and stuff sometimes, and basically like people were all like having dinner at, like this nice like venue or whatever, and the girl, like, she stands up and it looks like she's just wearing like a dress, like it's pink, it's cute, like she looks like she's a model, like whatever, and then she starts walking And the entire, like, table, like, the cloth, like, follows behind her. So it's, like, this entire piece. And, like, all of, like, the plates and stuff are still, like, on the dress. And I was just in shock.
Yeah, she just rips it all off.
And, like, the guy, you can see, like, in the video, like, he was, like, holding his drink. And he, like, moved out a little bit. Because, like, obviously he knew what was going to happen. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. I, like, because it just shows them all sitting at, like, tables and stuff. Like, some dinner just, party.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the girl just, like, stands up and like starts tapping her drink like to get everyone's attention, and then just like kind of walks around and then just starts walking, and the whole tablecloth comes off with her and like all these dishes fly everywhere. It was pretty sick.
It was insane. But yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, shoot. So Jamie Lee Curtis is not giving that same energy with this tablecloth moment.
Nope.
I don't like, I'm gonna give it like a 5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5.
I too. Also just really like Jamie Lee Curtis too, and yeah, she looks really baddie. Good. Her hair looks good. She looks great for her age.
She looks
or, like
really,
her jewelry.
Really good. How old? Let
me look. She's like in her 60s. I want to say. 64.
Oh wow.
Yeah, queen. Yeah. I love her in Freaky
She's
Friday. That's
so
one of my favorite movies.
I know. Same.
Okay, next one is Eddie Redmayne in Valentino. Who is this also?
It looks like a poo color suit.
Yeah, it's like he's just in this like dark brown suit, and then it has this massive like rose. We are the same person.
I know.
Yeah, I hate the big flower. It's just so his pants don't fit him. They look too long.
Yeah.
They're
Wait,
like
they do.
Bunched up at the end. Like, are you not getting fitted for this? It's like golden.
I
robes.
Wonder
Come
if that's
on.
Like on purpose, but also that just looks bad.
Let's see the description. The star of The Good Nurse has a preference for whimsical menswear, which we appreciate, but we think this one is a little too precious for us. The rosette is fine, but the puddled pants and boots look terrible.
Thank you.
The color is drab, and we think the sheer shirt is one element too many. Oh, I didn't see the sheer shirt.
There's a sheer shirt.
I feel like that's, I kind of like that part the best.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it up, too.
Yeah, too. Boring.
Ooh.
Okay, Anna de Armas in Louis Vuitton. I don't know about
this
one.
It looks like...
Looks like my bathroom tiles.
It does. It does. No.
Yeah, no. This is like a 3. I don't even have anything to say with
it. Yeah, it's like... It's just a dress, and it has, like a cloth, a long cloth over it.
Yeah, like, right in the middle, and it goes up, and it's, like, pointy. It's just not flattering.
It's not. And she's pretty, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, no jewelry. Like, she could have at least... Like,
her hair is, like, just down, but, like, not... Like, it's, like, looks like it's trying to be straight, but it's, like, kind of wavy. It's, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like they didn't do anything with her hair, either. Okay, Natasha Lyonne in Givenchy.
Givenchy.
Like, I see what she was going for. It's just, like, not giving. I do like the gloves that mesh into the dress, and then she has a bunch of, like, thick jewelry over it. So that looks cool.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's, like, I don't know. It's just boring.
Yeah, I don't...
It's like, yeah, I don't know.
I like the jewelry, kind of.
Yeah, the boots are cool, too. I give it, like, a 3.
Yeah, 3.5.
Yeah, nothing too exciting.
Okay, Barry Keoghan in Louis Vuitton.
Who is this?
No idea.
I don't hate it. I like the color. It's different. It's, like, this baby blue suit.
It's cute.
The tie is a little weird. It's, like, a pointy... It's like a bow, but like but it just like points not. Out and is straight.
They tried.
It's like it's fitted well though.
The jacket is too short.
Yeah, it's like a crop jacket.
Oh my God.
I see the rolly. yeah, I don't know. Like a 4.
Yeah, same.
Michelle Williams and Gucci.
I like it.
It's giving like jellyfish.
Sea of ruffles.
It looks like a bunch of, like, you know those things you put in coffee machines, the coffee filters.
Yeah.
It looks like a bunch of those.
Stop.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool, though. I like the shape of it. It's just, like, a little weird.
Yeah. It's okay. I don't like the color either. It's too, it's like pale yellow.
Yeah, it kind of washes her out. I'd give it like a 5.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Okay. Lee Jolie in Dolce & Gabbana.
I like it.
I really like this.
It's beautiful.
I think because the theme of the Golden Globes is old Hollywood and she killed it.
Oh, okay. Got
this.
It.
This necklace too. Obsessed. She's just in this like slim fitted long, completely sparkly gown, and
you
it's
can
really
never go
pretty
wrong with that. Yeah, and like the sparkles were like dripping like at the top.
It's yeah, beautiful. And then it's kind of like has like a corset kind of built at the top.
Yeah,
and it's strapless. I really like this.
It suits her well.
I'm gonna give this like an 8.8.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 9.
Yeah, really pretty. I would totally rock this.
No, I know.
Ooh. Lily James and Versace.
Actually, I liked the top and then started getting worse.
Yeah.
She looks like a Mr. Krabs.
Yeah. It's okay. She's in this, like, it looks like a red, like, tight gown, but then it has this, like, thing that goes out, but then you can see the original gown under. If they kept this going in the front, then it would be different.
Yeah.
But it just looks weird. It's kind of like she's wearing a dress over a pantsuit again. Same thing as Michelle Young or whatever.
Young, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's just too, like, weird. It's poofy in the wrong places.
Yeah. But I do like the color on her, and then she kept it classy with the jewelry. She looks really good.
Yeah, like the top is, I really like the top, like the cutouts and stuff.
Mm-hmm. If you just crop it, then it's like an 8, but then once you zoom out, it's like a 4.
Yeah.
All right, Anya Taylor, Anya Taylor-Joy in Dior.
It's so plain.
Yeah, it's just very plain. Not like huge yellow. On yellow, too.
It does not look good on her.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd give it, like, a 5. Like, I think she styled it well. Like, the jewelry and stuff looks good. But it's just, like, boring.
I'd give it a 4.
Yeah.
Egg salad colored strips of fabric.
Stop. All right. Next one is Letitia Wright
and Prada.
This is kind of cool. Like, I think it's kind of like a more art-looking dress.
Yeah.
I really like the shoes with it.
I just wish it was, like, fitted better.
Yeah. If it was fitted better, I agree.
Like, it looks, like, loose.
Uh-huh.
It also just reminds me of, like, a Coke commercial.
Yeah. I feel like, though, in any other scenario, like, this would look horrible on anyone. But yeah. She actually looks good in it. And she styled it well. Like, she has, like, a shaved head. And the jewelry, the shoes, I really like.
Yeah, the shoes are cute.
Yeah. I like I'm going to give it, like a 5. Maybe okay. 6, yeah, honestly, because I think it's cool. I love this.
Okay. Yeah.
I love this. Yeah. Jenna Ortega and Gucci.
Yes.
I'm not even, like, upset. Like, I feel like everyone's obsessed with her right now. I liked Wednesday, but, like, I'm not, like, obsessed with her. But this outfit looks so good on her.
No, I
and
know.
It's so different and it's so cool.
It's like, this is something I would want to buy.
Yeah, it's so cool. She looks like a like majestic mermaid. Like, I don't even know.
Yeah, it's I'm obsessed.
It's really cool. I love the, like, color too. It, like, suits
so
her
good in that.
And, like, look at, like, where her hands are. Like, it's, like, sheer. It's so classy and pretty. Oh, I really love it.
And, like, the jewelry and stuff. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It's, like very, like dripping. Fantasy.
Like, there's, like, a necklace. Like, it, like, drips down.
It's so cool. And I love it, like, the, like, stomach part with, like, the...
Yeah, that's, like,
it's
the...
It's so sick. That okay. Detail just makes it.
That's a 10.
I love the sleeves, too. Yeah, honestly, this is, like, a 9.6 like 6 for me. I'm, like...
Not a 10.
Yeah, it has to be, like, perfect, perfect. But this, I love this.
No, it's gorgeous.
I love the sleeves so much, too. Really cool.
Okay, Jessica Chastain and Oscar de la Renta. It's giving spider web.
Yeah, it does kind of look like a spider web. It's like a crystal diamond spider web.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like these dresses, the sheer with the just rhinestones and gems all over them, can either be really good or really bad. I think it's kind of just basic. But I don't know. She does look good.
I feel like it just washes her out.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. Yeah. I'd give it like a 6.3.
Okay. We'll go with that.
Elizabeth Debicki?
Debicki?
Oh, yeah. Wow, I'm dyslexic. In Dior.
Okay, she's wearing like this pink dress, and it's like very like stiff.
Yeah, like look at like the bottom of it, like where her feet are. Looks like it's just like she's just like sucked in there.
And it's
not sucked in there. I don't know how the word, like she's like trapped in this like circular room.
It's like short, and like you could see like the shoes, and like the top is like way too short.
It's not like fitted at all. Yeah,
no. Looks like someone like for a shorter person.
Yeah, agreed. It's just not flattering.
No.
I'd give it like...
The Cosmopolitan was like, this rather dreary looking Dior in a color that didn't do much for her with a bust design that looked like a deflated balloon.
They're not wrong.
They really aren't.
I'd give it like... I don't know. A 3.1.
Yeah, like a 4.
Yeah. All right, Julia Garner in Gucci.
God.
Another jellyfish kind of vibe.
Yeah. Too many. No.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's kind of cool, but, like, I feel like they could have skipped on the other two ones. They could have just done that at the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know why.
The three little things. It's
like ruffles or whatever. And there's, like, three of them, like, just going down.
Three different, like, rows of ruffles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they just do the one at the end and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give this, like, a, like,
4.2.
Like, a 3.5. Quinta Brunson. I don't know anyone's name. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Christian Serrano.
Yeah. This is kind of giving me, like circus, but, like, sexy. Like, it's, like, black and red with, like, all these fringes and kind of, like, a corset. Like,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love it. Not a lot to say about this.
No. I'll give it, like, a 4.2.
Me too. Heidi Klum and Calvin Germanier.
Okay, she's slaying.
It's just like not appropriate for the event. I think she looks like she's like
too hot.
It looks like she's being Paris Hilton for Halloween. Don't you think?
Now that I see it.
But like, yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, she just looks good, like, herself.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, honestly, if the dress, like, if that... Because there's, like, this, like, fur...
Yeah, she's wearing this little, like, rhinestone dress that's, like, a tight mini dress, cut out on the leg, a matching choker. It looks like Paris Hilton's, like, birthday dress, like, that dress. But then it has this huge feather scarf on it.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, but it's not, like, a Golden Globes look.
I wish the dress was, like, longer.
Yeah. I agree. If this was a long dress, it just, like, looks like she's going clubbing.
Yeah.
It's, like, her 21st birthday, and she's in Miami, and, like, she's, like, an Instagram model. That's what it's giving.
Yeah. Agreed.
And it's just a little tacky. This is a 5.3 for me.
Okay. I'll give it, like, a 5.1.
Angela Bassett and Pamela Rowland. I actually really like this on her.
It's cute. Yeah. Yeah. It's, like, basic, but, like, it looks good.
And she's, like, older, too. Like, yeah. She's rocking it.
She's slaying.
I like the matching shoes. That's a cool little purse she's got there.
Yeah, it's cute.
This is, like, a 7.3 for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
Love it. Yay. Okay, well, that was our fashion review. Do you want to take a quick little music break?
And yes, let's do it.
We'll come back. Beautiful.
And we're back.
We are back
from our little break.
Okay, so for our next segment, we're doing our favorite, Am I the A-hole? If you don't know what this is, pretty much people just, there's like a Reddit page, and they send in their kind of situations, debates, dilemmas, and ask if they're being the a-hole in the situation, and then people give their feedback.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We do this like almost every time.
Right? Okay, so do you want to go first?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so am I the a-hole boyfriend going on a dream trip with his friends? So, long story short, my BF, 25, and I, 25, of 1 year, have always planned a Europe trip together. We've talked about various saving strategies, a joint bank accounts, etc., etc., to make it feasible because we both agree it's not financially possible at this time. A few weeks ago, he said he was going on a boys trip to Europe on the summer. He sprung this out of nowhere. When I asked about our trip, he said that his trip was completely different and essentially a once-in-a-lifetime chance. He's gone on trips without me before, and I don't mind at all. But this in particular hurt me since he all of a sudden is willing to spend money he doesn't have for a trip if it's with his friends. I told him it hurt me, and the response was that I was being emotionally controlling. I never asked him not to go, just told him my feelings.
This reminds me of a situation I know. EDC.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I don't think she's an a-hole for feeling that way. And if she's not telling him not to go, then, like, I mean, if she's saying not to go and he's not letting him, then different story. I get how she feels that way because if they've been talking about doing a trip and saving up for it, and then all of a sudden he's going with his friends.
And, like, joint bank accounts, like, that's, like, a new level,
you know what I mean? That's pretty, like, well, yeah, I guess, like, only dating for a year and having joint bank accounts must mean it's pretty serious.
Yeah.
But then also, like, I get it from his perspective. Like, you wouldn't want to miss out if all of your best friends were going to Europe and stuff. And, like, this might have been, like, a dream of his, like, way before they started dating.
Yeah.
So, like, no, I don't think she's an a-hole for feeling that way, but I also understand, like, why, like, his perspective and, like,
I feel like the only thing is that he should have told her in the beginning.
Yeah.
That he, like, even if this was, like, the case of, like, before they started dating and stuff, he would have been, like, hey, like, honestly, like, maybe, like, next time, like, I'm trying to save up for a trip with my friends for now. Like, this has been, like, a long time coming. Like,
yeah.
All this stuff.
And I'm assuming it's, like, his friends from, like, before they started dating, you know? And if exactly. I was in that position, I would definitely want to go.
Oh, yeah.
But then, yeah, like, I also.
Bring me.
Yeah, right? But, yeah. What do the comments say?
And not the a-hole. My ex did a variation of on this. He's my ex. Take note. exact same here. 8 years later, it still burns thinking about it.
Okay, that's dramatic. Like, if put yourself in the guy's position, if, say, all of, like, say, me and all of the roommates were going on a Europe trip, stuff, you would want to come and stuff, and you'd, like, you wouldn't want to miss out on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like your significant other would be understanding of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think she's an a-hole, but also I feel like he should go.
Yeah.
Like, I get why he would want to go, but I get why she's upset by it.
And they would go on other trips, too.
Exactly. Okay. So mine is, am I the a-hole for returning my daughter's Christmas present? So I, 42-year-old female, have 3 daughters, ages 11, twins, and one that's 16. So my ex-husband is no longer around to spoil them like he usually does. The divorce finalized exactly 1 year ago. Since he changed his number and has not even bothered to call our daughters, and I, as a nurse working long hours, are doing my best to provide for my 3 girls. I'm still doing everything I can to find him because he hasn't been paying lately and I've been very busy anyways. I asked the girls what they wanted for Christmas. My 11-year-olds wanted a Nintendo Switch with the latest Pokemon game, and my 16-year-old wants the iPad Pro with a pencil. I do the best that I can for my daughters, but unfortunately I have a limited budget, and I told them this. I told my daughters it would be extremely difficult to get an iPad Pro, but I will do the best that I can. At that point, it seemed like we came to an understanding. My intended budget for Christmas shopping was $500, and since I could not afford the iPad she wanted, I got her a Samsung tablet for $160, so I had to stretch it thin to make sure everyone gets presents. Fast forward to Christmas Day, when the girls opened their gifts, the twins were very happy to get their Switch and the two Pokemon games. My oldest 16-year-old threw a fit that it was not the iPad Pro she wanted. I told her that I could not afford to get an $800 tablet, so I got her a very good brand tablet instead. She started yelling at me and calling me the worst mom ever and how she misses dad. I told her that if she misses her father so much, call him, knowing that at this point his phone number is disconnected.
Oh.
I know, harsh. I told her that she needs to understand that her father is not around anymore, and that I have to take care of her and her sisters on my own, and that money is very scarce. I can only do so much. If this is the attitude I get for making sure that she gets something for Christmas, I'll return the tablet. She's old enough to get a job anyways. My daughter burst into tears and ran into her room. We have not spoken much since the incident. The next day, I returned the tablet to the store, and that was the end of it. Despite my oldest acting like a complete spoiled brat on Christmas, I feel like I should have been more understanding of her situation, as her father and I recently divorced, and it must have been harder for her and her for her and her sisters, especially since dad disappeared. Am I the a-hole? I think, okay, this was also 18 hours ago, and they still haven't really talked since.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's been, like, well over a month. Jesus. I think she, like, that is really hard on, like, a teenage girl, like, having your dad just, like, leave.
Yeah.
And that is not the appropriate way to handle the situation. Be like, well, if you miss your dad so much, just call him.
On a disconnected.
Yeah, like, he's not around anymore. Like, you don't have to rub that in her face.
No way.
Okay. And it's Christmas also. Like, I think as a parent, you just need to be the bigger person, even if your kid's being immature and rude and stuff. Like,
yeah, I feel like the way that the mom handled it was not good at all. But, like, I don't.
And also, like, yeah, I don't think, like, I think that saying she's the worst mom ever and stuff, like, the daughter, like, that's unnecessary. Yeah, obviously, very she's unnecessary, doing her best.
Like, obviously, like, recently divorced, like, it's hard, like, dealing with, like, all the paperwork, like, all the, I guess, like, maybe lawyers and stuff. I'm not sure, like, obviously about their situation, but obviously money can be tight. Like, you don't always get what you want.
Yeah. And then, yes, I don't think, like, the daughter acted in the appropriate way, but also she is, like, a teenager going through some stuff, like, you know. I think, though, honestly, like, the mom... Okay, also, she got the other kid a Switch, a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
How much are those?
Let's look.
Yeah, Google it. But I think if she couldn't get the iPad and stuff, then she should have, like, how much are the Switches? Lizzie's jaw's on the floor.
Wait. Oh, never mind. It was a bundle. Okay. But it's 300 and, like, 400.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's split between two of them. Because it's twins, but...
I guess, but, like...
Still, and I think, honestly, the mom probably should have just, if the daughter was asking for an unrealistic presence, instead of being like, oh, like, I'll do my best and stuff, don't get her hopes up, just be like, hey, I can't afford that. Like, let's find something else. Like, do you want, yeah, like, clothes instead? Like, this is my budget, I can get you this X amount of clothes or something, or makeup or whatever.
Yeah, like, it's a 16-year-old girl. Like, I'm sure she's into that.
Because now it's just, like, I guess...
And she returned the gift.
Yeah, too, now so their Christmas was just, like, not good, and she has nothing. Yeah. I think they just should have communicated better. And
she said we came to an understanding, but, like, I feel like they didn't.
Yeah.
Because, if like, the girl, like, reacted like this, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it clearly wasn't an understanding. Like, the daughter had her hopes up because of how the mother kind of, like, not, like, let her on, but...
Yeah, no, I get what you mean.
But But still, also the dad just sucks. I can't believe he changed his number.
Like, what?
It's horrible.
Jesus. Some dads up there.
But no, like, I feel for everybody in this. It's obviously hard, like, going through a divorce and then having three kids. Then also for on the kids' perspective, like, just having your dad just, like, disappear.
Yeah, no, that's really, really hard for mm-hmm.
And I don't blame the kid for, like, acting out. I don't think it was as much about the gift. I think they're probably
like going through issues, some stuff. Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think the mom's an a-hole, but I think she could have handled this better.
Yeah. I feel like no one's, like, the actual a-hole in this situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the context is important.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next one.
My next one is, am I the a-hole for telling my roommate that speaking a language is not a personality and that she needs a new one? I, female, 19, am in my first year of college living with a roommate, Katie, female, 19. Katie speaks three languages, English, German, and Spanish, and makes it her whole personality. Whenever I ask what she's watching something in another language, so obviously I can't watch it. She's always listening to music on her headphones, and when I tried to bond and listen to what she's listening, it's in another language again, and I couldn't stand it. Her friends all speak one of the languages she does, and whenever I hear them, I can't join the conversation because they're mixing everything, so I'm left out of their convo. The other day, I saw that she had a new book on her desk, Portuguese course book. I asked her about this, and she said she's taking a private Portuguese classes starting February. I told her she has to let it go, that she needs to develop her personality because she's speaking a language isn't a personality trait and she's just boring. She got really annoyed with me and told me that I'm an a-hole and to stop eavesdropping on her convos. I told her she's boring and has to fake her personality. Now she's not speaking to me. My friends are split. Some agree with me and some agree with her. Who's the a-hole here? Am I the a-hole for telling the truth?
Okay, a lot to unpack here. Okay. First of all, the girl writing it, I get where she's coming from. That would be, like, annoying to have a roommate that speaks another language and has friends over. And, like, you know when you're at the nail salon and you feel like they're talking about you yes. in another language yes. and maybe how gross your feet are or something? Yeah. Yeah, and you get, like, insecure.
Yeah.
I get that feeling, but I don't think the way she approached it was good. Like, you can't be like, just give it up. Don't learn another language. Like, maybe like she's passionate boring. About it. Yeah, like, and that's cool to be able to speak a bunch of languages. And it's hard to learn.
No, 100%.
And, yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like the girl who confronted her, like, the girl writing it, was probably just feeling insecure and, like, handled it kind of bad.
Yeah, no.
But okay. I do, like, that is kind of rude to, like, I don't know if she's purposely, like, the way she's writing it seems like the roommate's purposely talking in other languages or doing other things in other languages to, like, exclude her. I don't know if that's actually the case, though. That might just be how she's perceiving it. I don't know. I don't necessarily think she's an a-hole, but I think she handled that situation poorly.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, the same as the mom and the daughter.
Yeah, like, I feel like if you just communicate, be like, hey, I want to bond with you. And I want to hang out with you and, like, watch movies together and talk and stuff. Like, can we do some more in English so that... Also, she didn't clarify, is English her first language? I'm assuming.
I think.
I'm guessing, yeah. Because, I mean, it's a different story if, like, she's learning English and prefers to speak in another language. Yeah, but if she's, like, English is her first language and then she's... just not using it with her roommate. And it's like, you guys live together. Like, come on. Like, so you need to communicate.
Reddit thinks she is the a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, you are the a-hole. Jealousy is not a personality either.
Uh-oh. Yeah, like, that's what I mean. Like, she just handled it in, like, a bad way. I feel like she was feeling insecure. And, like, her insecurities kind of took the best of her. Tough. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on the fence as well. Like, I get it. Like, obviously where she's coming from, like, if you're, like, around those people all the time and, like you don't understand what they're saying and, like, you're trying to watch, like, a show. Yeah, it's natural to feel kind of
excluded.
Yeah, and you're, like, watching, like, a show, like, you want to watch together, but you can't because you don't, like, understand it. So I kind of get it, but I don't know. maybe she's the a-hole. Like, the only reason why I would say she's the a-hole is because she handled it really, really poorly.
I agree. Her feelings are valid, but she just sounds a little insecure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay, so mine.
Last one.
Am I the a-hole for dropping out as my brother's best man a couple days before his wedding?
Ooh.
So my 36-year-old brother got married this past weekend. I was supposed to be his best man. The wedding was 12-plus because they didn't want to have to deal with toddlers and such, which is fair enough. A lot of the guests do have young kids, though, so they decided to have a venue nearby with a professional sitter if parents want to drop off their kids there. That's smart, honestly.
That's really smart.
My wife has some injuries that make her slow to respond / understand what others are saying. She does need help sometimes with her food, and I usually cut it up into small pieces. This doesn't mean that she's nothing, and she's a smart and capable woman. They had a rehearsal dinner, and at the end, my sister-in-law pulled me aside and had to discuss something with me. She said they told us about the additional venue they'll be having for the wedding. I said yes, and she asked me if my wife had any particular food preferences and that they would order extra food for her there. I was extremely confused and told her that we had already given our meal choices, but she said that my wife would be better suited at the second venue. Keep in mind, this is the venue with the under 12-year-old kids. I just remember sort of staring at her for a bit and asking if she was serious, that she expected my wife to be with a babysitter. Sister-in-law said it's not like that and that they're just looking out for my wife and that I don't have to feed her or anything and that I can have fun at the wedding. My brother came over and I told him I've literally never heard such BS, that they think my wife is a child and has to be left with a sitter. My brother said that it's for the best, and if I want, I can always go over and check on her. I told him that if this is the way that they're treating my wife, I have no desire to be part of their SH show, and I dropped out as best man. Well, all hell broke loose, and some people agreed I was right, but my parents texted, called, and everything, saying that they don't agree with this, but that it's our choice and I need to, or that it's their choice and I need to get over my ego and come. I didn't end up going. I did hear that they got one of the groomsmen to give a speech, and overall it was fine, but my brother sent me a text saying that he expected better from me. I replied saying I expected better from him. My sister-in-law sent a long-ass text that I ruined the big day on purpose and made them look bad.
Why did the wife need her, like, her food cut off?
Like, she has, like, an injury that makes her, like, maybe, like, something from, like, a car accident or something, like, that makes her slow to respond and understand what others are saying sometimes, and then also sometimes he'll, like, cut up her food into smaller pieces.
Okay, like, he is not the a-hole.
I know.
That is crazy.
I know. That's so rude to say.
Oh my god.
That she needs to go to the under 12 part and be with the kids and have a babysitter.
Oh my god.
Isn't that horrible? Like, that's so disrespectful.
I would literally just leave and just cut them off.
I completely agree.
Like, if I was in the situation, I would just be, like, stunned. Like, that's crazy.
And also good for him for sticking up for his wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's so rude.
I know. Oh, my God. No, he is definitely not the a-hole.
Yeah. It's so horrible. And now they're like, you ruined our wedding. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
I feel like they'll understand sooner than later.
Yeah. No, I know. I, like, can't believe that. Okay, Apple, that's an easy one. You are not the a-hole. They are.
Yeah, exactly. Welp, that was our last one.
Yep. We are done for the day. Me and Lizzie have an assignment due at 4.
Yeah, we're a little stressed out.
Yeah, it's not super long, but, like, and we've done the readings for it, but, like, we need to grind it out.
Yeah, like, for the next 3 hours. Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes, we will see you next Wednesday.
Yep, be there or be square.
For real. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.